cutting a ribbon. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Cutting a ribbon. Whenever we cut a ribbon for a grand opening affair, we are allowing the first customers to come into the store. We are allowing people to enter the museum. We are allowing an activity to begin. We cut a ribbon in our own life every single moment of our life. We cut a ribbon every time we say, "I like me." When we say, "I like me," we are cutting the ribbon that says, "Yes, that is who I am. I like me. I am a good person. I am a happy person. I'm a person who is filled with joy and peace and harmony. I'm a person that is a very loving person." And you see, at that moment, we're cutting the ribbon 100 times for each aspect of "I like me," for each aspect of who and what we are. It's so easy for us to look at the world around us and see what other people are doing and saying, "Oh, yes, that's what has to be done. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. The grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. Oh, yes, other people are more successful than I am. Oh, yes." Well, today, let's have our own ribbon cutting event for a very special situation. And the very special situation is, "I like me." Now, I'm cutting the ribbon on the "I like me" aspect of my being. The "I like me" aspect of my being was always there. It was always there waiting for me to cut the ribbon and begin enjoying it. Now, how do I begin enjoying "I like me"? Well, the more that this is the only thought in my consciousness, like all the time, the more I will enjoy what it means to say "I like me." I will do likable things. I will be a likable person. I will be a person that is liked by everybody because I like myself first. Because I have cut the ribbon on "I like me," and I am now entering into that 100%. The store is open for business. "I like me" is open for business. So I go into my store. I go into my "I like me." And I say, "I like me just the way I am. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am thoughtful. I am loving. I am kind." Oh my goodness. I could go on forever saying the beautiful things about myself. And then when any little circumstance comes up that would try to say that I don't like me, I merely say to that circumstance, "Hey, I like me." I don't say, "Be gone." I don't say, "Stop it." I don't say, "Get out of my life. Whatever you are, you're contrary to "I like me." I don't give them attention. I only give attention to "I like me." I only give attention to what it is that I choose to experience in my life. Now, I can have any experience I want. I can be any experience I want. Now, for many years, I've been sharing this philosophy and these ideas with people around the world, and I've been living it, and I've been enjoying it. But I feel so wonderful about sharing it. I feel it's so important, it's so vital to share it, that sometimes I get a little over-anxious. And I expect other people to act like me, which is, of course, what I should do. I expect other people to be in this "I like me" mode 100% of the time too, which is not a bad idea. If everybody in the world were in this "I like me" mode, how wonderful it would be. Okay, so "I like me." Now, some people in my world might not be expressing the "I like me" aspect as much as I am, and I like to think I'm expressing it all the time. Now, if I truly am expressing the "I like me" mode, I cannot see one person in this world not expressing the I like me mode, because that's who I am. That's what I am. That's how I am. I am I like me. Now, I look around my world and I see all sorts of experiences. Now, if I look with my I like me eyes, then I will see everything good and beautiful. Now, if I look with my I wish I were an I like me person, then I will see all circumstances in the I wish I were I like me attitude. It's just as simple as that. And of course, however anxious or however angry or however upset I am with how another person is a perfect indication of where my consciousness is. If I am touched by someone else's ineptness or lack of I like me, then it is me that is inept and suffering from a lack of I like me. Only me. I cannot say it's another person, because every person is a reflection of who I am. Every person. So if I see war, then others are war. If I see anger, others are anger. If I see illness, others are illness. If I see any anxiety of any kind, then that's what others are. Now, what do? I turn my attention 100% to I like me. I cut the ribbon on I like me every day. Every day I'm out there cutting the ribbon and saying, I like me. This is the I like me store. This is the I like me world. This is the I like me situation. Everybody in this world says, I like me. And lo and behold, that's what I experience. Now, do I ever have to fight to have people say I like me? No. Do I ever have to paint a picture for others, showing them how much they like themselves? No. Do I ever have to observe anywhere in the entire universe of universes and whatever I conceive to be, if I can observe anywhere anything other than I like me, then that's me. So that means that I cannot chastise my children or my world, because they are I like me. They are my reflection. Now, if they appear not to be my reflection, it's because I am not my reflection. And I better get my own house in order. I better get my own world in order, my own ideals in order. And as I get my own ideals in order, my own world in order, then everything is in order. Everything functions absolutely, gloriously, beautifully, wonderfully. Everything is divine right now. How do I do that? I do that simply by saying, I like me. Simply by looking through the filter of I like me. Yes, indeed, it is a filter. I look through the filter of I like me at all the world. And as I look at the filter of I like me at all the world, what is it that I see? I see all the world in this I like me mode. I see all the world experiencing happiness, peace, harmony, joy, right action, truth, love, wholeness, abundance, every good and wonderful thing. Marvelous relationships. Since I say I like me, there's no person who is disagreeing with me at any time. Since I say I like me, there is no feeling of anger or conflict in my world, because everybody is totally harmonious with me, because I say I like me and everybody's my reflection. Now you say, come on now, that doesn't really work that way. Does it really? Oh yes, it does really. It really works that way, and the more I try it, the more I apply it, the more I live it, the more I see it in every area of my life, the happier I am. Now, I make a vow to myself today, and I pray to my heart that I am wise enough to carry out my vow. And my vow is, I like me. period. That's not too tough a vow. Ho, 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 ho. Everywhere I look, I see I like me. Everywhere I look, I see people I like. Everywhere I look, as a reflection of the inner me, the I like me. If I see anything contrary to what I consider I like me, then that's what I consider I like me. If I see winter, spring, and summer, and fall, and I see the trees with their leaves falling or coming out or doing this or that, and I say in any way, that is a limiting aspect, then I don't like myself. If I look at anything and I say, what a glorious creation I have here, creating these new leaves popping out of the branches as spring is coming, and the crocus and the rosebud all coming up all over the fields, all over the hundreds of iris plants all around the Shangri-La are getting ready to burst forth into blooms of many colors. All these things are beautiful. All these things are glorious. Nature has a way of taking care of things in such a beautiful way, in such a glorious way. And truly, when I say I like me, I come to a conclusion which tells me something I've known all along, and that I don't have to despoil the earth to bring forth the fruits, to bring forth the harvest, to bring forth that which is necessary for my maintenance and survival. I think I do, and so long as I think I do, then I destroy Mother Nature. And so long as I work harmoniously with the divine pattern that is brought forth, then everything is mine. We are made of atoms. I am made of an atom, many, many, millions and billions of atoms, trillions of atoms. And each atom is an electrical energy pattern. Each atom works on energy. And each atom is supplied by its own inner energy. It needs nothing from the outside. It needs nothing to bless it, to fulfill it in any way. And that's my body. Now, why is it that I think I should feed my body external food, external water, external anything, air? Why should I feed that? Well, I have trained myself into the condition that I must do this. And so, as long as I believe I must do this, then I must do this. But as I train myself into the changed attitude of no longer needing some of these things, if not all of them, then I am truly the 100% master. We look at these gurus in India, many of them living in caves or in primitive arrangements, and they eat one grain of rice a day just to be sociable with their students. Now, why do they eat the grain of rice at all? To be sociable. Could one grain of rice maintain a 120-pound man or 130-pound man? Could one grain of rice support that physical body and maintain it? Not at all. But if people think it does, and if people think that's what it is, if they think you have to work the digestive system, if you think you have to do all these things, well, then that's what you have to do. Well, Herb, you're kind of getting deep here. That's right. When you start saying, I like me, you start putting a cause in motion. I start putting a cause in motion when I say that. And that cause sort of lets me know that the allness is me right now. And that I am all right now. I do not need all these things. Now, why do I need them? Well, I have trained myself to need them. I have trained myself to need them, and I can train myself to not need them just as easily. And so as I like me, as I truly, truly like me, I will train myself to eat less and less, to drink less and less. As a recent scientific article came out and said, doctors tell their patients to drink six 8-ounce glasses a day, that they should drink that and drink them. And if they don't, that their body will dehydrate and other things will happen. Well, a new scientific research has been done, and there's been no evidence that the body needs that much water, that the body needs that much of anything. These are things that the scientists who have taken whatever appears to be as reality and then given it the background of their say-so, and then people believe that that's what it has to be. Well, before we get going on taking care of the cells of our body and taking care of the energy and taking care of the water we drink and the food we eat and the air we breathe and all these things, instead of taking care of that, let's just take care of one thing. Take care of an attitude that will bring us instantaneous results. And that attitude is, I like me. Let's have the ribbon cutting on that attitude and say, yes, yes, yes. And then we say, all my world out there is a reflection of me within. I have cut the ribbon to reveal outwardly all that I am within. And as I've cut this ribbon to reveal outwardly all that I am within, that is what I experience. That is the only thing I know. That is the only thing that is. I cut the ribbon every moment of my life when I say I like me. When I live, I like me. When I be, I like me. When I share, I like me. When I like me so much that my world is a pure reflection of the I like me, me. My world is a reflection of the me that is so pure, so beautiful, so good, so its original purity and integrity, so marvelous, so wonderful. Yes, but it takes a little bit of effort at first, because I have allowed myself over time to think I didn't like me, to think things weren't working out, to think that the world out there is caused by the world out there and not caused by the world inside of me. As long as I think the world out there is caused by the world out there, then I am going to create that world out there as something that is caused by the world out there. But the moment I put the cause in motion, the moment I am in charge of my life, the moment I stand ready to be fully in control of I like me, that moment, my life will have the grand opening of the new me, the me that has always been there, but the me that's now ready to be the me that I shine forth in my world. And everyone, everything, everywhere in my world is I like me for me and for itself. For I can only create a world reflective of who I am. And I create a world that is good and very good. Join me at the ribbon cutting. It happens every instant, every now. And see yourself letting out from within you all the goodness, the purity, the truth, the love, the right action that you are right now. For that's what I'm doing. And that's the way I see me, and that's the way I see my world that I create about me. And I am a happy, happy guy. I love you. I love you. I love you.